get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo!
Hear that siren?
God damn it.
That's how you know we're starting Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
So what is it? It's 115 or 116 or something?
115?
I can't keep track.
100 million podcasts? 100 billion?
I can't believe we've made that many podcasts. That's too many.
100 billion? We've got to rein it in.
For how long we've been around, we shouldn't have this many podcasts.
No, we should have.
By the time we're dead, we're going to have 3 million podcasts.
That's true.
That's too many.
From 10 billion.
10 billion.
We're going to get there. So I don't want to really...
Yeah, I got you.
You know, we're gonna make it. We're gonna get in and out.
Let's get right to it. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if I should tell the story behind me thinking of this comic first, or if I should just say the comic and then say what the story is. It's not a very good story, though.
So why tell it?
I don't know, because isn't that the point? Shouldn't we?
Why would that be the point?
Don't people want to know where the ideas come from?
People don't give a shit. Nobody's even listening to this. What's the point of even...
You don't think that somebody clicked on this?
Listen, if you want to know what the fucking story is behind this comic, they'll email us and ask.
Yeah?
All right, faggots, if you want to know, you gotta ask us.
That's a bit rude.
Because clearly you don't give a shit.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not like I'm bitter or anything. I'm just, you know...
Yeah.
Just saying.
You're just saying. Yeah, you're just saying.
Not trying to entertain delusions that people give a shit about what we say, so just make the comic.
Yeah, you want it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I basically, this idea, I'll just say the idea. So I come in. Wait, do you want to go? Do you want to go away so I don't spoil the comic? Okay. Somebody doesn't care about my work.
Oh, that's pretty insulting.
Yeah. So I come in and I say, I guess I'm coming in the door or some shit, in the front door maybe. I say, hey, look, listen, look. I was making the lady clerk run the price checks on all the things I buy, and then she was too tired to walk anymore. So she just let me have this waffle crate for free.
Waffle crate?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like a product. It's like an imaginary product, like a way that waffles might be, you know, in my ideal world.
That just sounds like a crate of waffles.
Yeah, it is that, but it's also like a product.
Is the selling point that there's a lot of waffles in the crate?
Yeah.
Waffle crates. We got a lot of waffles.
That's their tagline. It's a value savings, is what it is.
Yeah.
Is there a whining or a squeaking? Is there a dog whining or a squeaking door or a squeaking chair?
I have a group of dogs sitting in the room and they're just whining while I talk.
Are they squeaking a chair?
No.
Are they squeaking a door?
There's actually no noise being made on my end.
Okay. Well, that might be a noise. That might be the tinnitus.
Let's move on.
Tintintabulation is what I meant to say.
We've moved on already. I said let's move on.
Yeah, but it would have been foolish. It would have been a foolish gaffe if I just left it.
It already was.
Yeah.
Very foolish.
Thanks. So you say it's panel one. Panel one.
Mm-hmm.
Continued. You say it's disconcerting to me that people provide incentives for you to be as insufferable as you are.
Uh-huh.
Give me some waffles, though.
This is still panel one.
Yeah, that can be panel two. That doesn't matter. Either way. I say, I kind of just ignore you, and I'm doing this thing where I kind of glaze over what you're saying, and I'm just kind of talking to myself, / the fourth wall. And I say, this magnificent get has justified every decision I've ever made in my life.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a flashback. And I'm I'm walking at an angle, and my butt is bent at 90 degrees, so my face is actually on the floor.
What?
So, like, I'm on, like, my butt is a 90 degree angle, and the rest of my, but, like, other than that, I'm rigid. So my feet and my head are on the floor, right? So I'm making, like, it's like a downward dog.
Like, it's a right triangle.
It's like downward dog shit. You know, that yoga stuff?
Yeah, but you're just like, it's like a right triangle.
It's what the kids love, the yoga.
Is it a right triangle?
It's a downward dog.
It's, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what the downward dog is.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, face on the floor. So I'm walking like that. I'm like propelling myself forward with my face on the floor. And I'm saying, if I just use my face to clean the floor, then we don't need a mop. And then we have a big red stamp of the word justified stamped underneath that.
That's really dumb.
Yeah.
That's like really dumb. But yeah.
There's a lot going on. I don't know if you got all the intricacies.
I think we need to tune it a little bit.
I don't know about that.
It needs to be tuned.
Might be all right.
Your writing is not pristine.
Well, this is another one where it's hard.
You need to work on the language a little bit.
Well, this is another one where saying it makes it difficult because there's a lot of things going on.
That should not be an issue.
What?
Saying the words in the comic?
No, I have to describe this whole thing. First of all, we had...
Yeah, no, I'm saying the language in the comic itself.
Where does your problem lie?
Just when you were reading it to me, it seemed a little bit... It was, like, a little bit much. Like, the first thing... That first sentence you say is just really long.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, though.
I know it's...
I'm excited about my story. My stupid story.
I think it's clouded, though.
Okay, but then you have to suggest something.
Well, I'm suggesting that we break it up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, what's appealing to about it right now is that it is a run-on sentence. So
that is not something that appeals to me.
Well, maybe you just don't know how appealing run-on sentences can be.
They are as appealing as something that is not appealing.
That's an unfair characterization.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Okay, having it as a run-on sentence gives it this element of excitement.
Yeah.
But it also, it's confusing to read. So you're losing...
We could get some commas up ends there.
Commas or split it up into two sentences.
Possibly.
I think it's funny enough that, like, that you made her run so many price checks that she got tired of walking.
Yeah.
So you could have that idea split up from her saying she gave me
this. So that's just period?
Like, so long story short, she gave me this waffle cake for free or something like that. I think that's just better. I don't, so like, you lose the run-on element, but I like
she
it.
She ended up just letting me have this waffle crate for free.
Something like that, yeah.
All right, that works.
Yeah. I just think it's cleaner.
Done and did it. I've come around to your way of thinking.
I'm trying to think if there's a better way to express my line in that panel. It's probably good, but... It's just that it's a little bit, with all the pronouns...
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
I mean, it could just be provide incentives for you to be insufferable, but I think it's funny.
To be so insufferable.
Yeah, but I think it's funny that you specify the amount of insufferable-tude is equal to the amount that I am.
Yeah, but again...
You're only people enabling me to be myself, and you lose that without the...
I don't know. I kind of... I see what you're saying, but it's like this last thing. It's like... It's adding that little thing as at the cost of making the language it's too wordy. Like, I feel like it's disconcerting to me that people provide incentives for you to be so insufferable, I think is a good, that's a
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but that's not very funny to me.
It's fine. It's not that funny. People aren't going to think it's that funny. They're not going to think as hard as you do about what that little indicator at the end of the sentence is.
I think it makes more of a difference for certain readers. I think it will make more of a difference than you give it credit for.
But also for certain readers, having the sentence not be a mess will help. So
we can. How about we?
I'm just saying that's my way of thinking of it. Is I don't think it adds much to say the amount of insufferable that you are is how insufferable you are. Because that's like, that goes without saying.
But no, that's not what this is saying.
Isn't it though?
No, that's just a tautology. Like, this is actually...
That's what I'm saying. This is a tautology.
No, it's not.
How is it not?
Because it's equating to different things.
I guess it is. Again, I don't think people will necessarily read it that way. I think you know that, so you know that's because you wrote it. But
yeah, I mean, I kind of weighed this though, while I was writing it, and this is the way I went.
It's the way you went.
It's the way I went.
I'm not sure that I agree.
Well then, we're at an impasse.
Yeah.
Bro, dog.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, so I guess I'll just let it slide.
You got your first thing.
Yeah, I mean...
We compromised.
We compromise, I guess.
I think that's special.
I don't care about this line enough to argue it.
I think that we shared and we cared.
We can agree to disagree. And my standpoint has been recorded. So that's enough.
So you're free from the shame?
Yeah.
Of verbosity?
If somebody calls out that line specifically, I will know that it's not my fault.
If someone pops in and is like, yo, that should be prolix, you'll wash your hands of the situation.
If I knew what prolix means, I would probably do that.
Are you sassing me?
You guys always mispronounce words.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
What did you mispronounce?
Prolix.
What is the actual word?
Prolix.
No, like... But it's not.
I said prolix, which I like.
It's prolix.
It's prolix. I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a Hitler in my room when I started recording my podcast because the word is prolix.
What's prolix?
It's prolix.
What? No, what's the fucking definition of the word?
It's a prolix.
You're a douche. You're a douche.
Look, we've talked about context clues. We've also talked about dictionary.com. Both of them are tools.
If you could just tell me what it is, then I wouldn't have to...
It means overly verbose.
Oh, okay. See, that's all I needed.
Yeah.
I thought that's what it meant, but I didn't want to be presumptuous. Mm. Remember what happened last time I was presumptuous about a word? I was wrong.
You made an ass.
Remember? The whole issue with fucking whatever that word was?
You made an ass. Plain and simple.
I didn't make an ass.
You did make an ass, because that's what happens.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Anywho, all right. Panel 2. Get it moving, boy.
Yeah.
Or?
Take it easy.
Yeah?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay, good.
Wait, so are you, like, holding a crate of waffles?
Yeah, but, like, it's not, like, it shouldn't be, like, a giant, like, fuck.
What does the packaging look like? How big is it?
I almost imagine that it might be... cool if we branded this like maybe it's just like a big cardboard box that like looks like a crate, you know, like it's like a shitty marketing thing that it's
it's like a fake crate, like it's just flat cardboard, but it's like got art on it to make it look like a
crate, like, and maybe like the logo, like waffle crate, is like written on there with the TM. It's like superimposed,
kind of a font. Maybe it's like a like industrial print font.
Or maybe you download some waffle font.
I don't know what the fuck a waffle font is.
I'm sure you could Google it.
Maybe it's like... See, it's too bad we're doing a stamp. Because I was thinking of like a waffle stamp. And in the center of the waffle across it, it says waffle crate.
Yeah, you'll have to...
Like industrial waffle stamp.
You'll have to go a different direction.
Well, okay. I should probably take notes.
Sorry to burst your waffle bubble crate.
That was good.
Thank you.
Holding. So it's not that big?
It can be, like, pretty big, because it's probably funny if it's...
See,
like, if I'm buying waffles and...
The problem here is that we are making packaging that looks like a crate, but since it's a cartoon, it's going to just probably look like you're holding a crate.
No, because a crate would have, like... It would have dimensions and shit.
Yeah, so does a box.
You know, it would have, like, planks and shit. Like,
yeah, but
you
how are you gonna...
You can draw it in perspective, like, You can show multiple sides of this box.
It's still going to be, I'm saying, it's not going to read. It's not going to read like it's not a crate. Because how do you show a crate that isn't a crate, but it's a box? It's a very small difference.
Because a crate would, the planks would be sticking out.
I get what you're saying. But in a cartoon, there's not that much detail.
You can make, I mean, you can have it have other trappings of a cardboard box. Like, you can have the lid slightly ajar. Like you know, like the flap lid that cardboard boxes have. Like, a box of, like, cereal would have. Where it's just, like, a lid that you pull up and it's flat and cardboard. Like, you can make it look, you can do detail work so that it looks like what you would do on a cardboard box. There's two different items that look like two different things.
All right, we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah, if it doesn't, I have faith in you. I think you can make it come together.
I mean, I'll try. This is trying to distinguish between a box that looks like a crate, and a crate is one of the more difficult things I've had to think of doing as an artist.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll do my best.
I mean, I'm gonna be holding this thing, so it's gonna be it should be kind of big, but like I'm obviously wouldn't be holding a full size crate.
Because I know they're pretty large.
Yeah.
Do we need any more explanation for, like, why this would justify all your decisions?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of changing that line, actually. Maybe instead of every decision I've ever made in my life, it should be, it justified every decision, like, every decision leading up to this point.
I mean,
or we have to somehow.
I'm just saying in that sentence, adding in my life to the end of it, it's basically redundant.
Yeah, it is.
So maybe every decision I ever made.
I want to say like leading up to this point, but I want it to also.
That's also kind of redundant.
No, it's not. The problem is that implies that the decisions that didn't lead specifically to this, it implies that there might have been some decisions I made that were irrelevant to this.
But yeah, what I don't like about this is that people are gonna see, or they're gonna read that, and then they're gonna look at what's happening in three, and they're gonna try and find a connection, and they're not gonna find it.
Yeah, we have to make it clear that it's justified by virtue of having happened in the past. Yes?
Hmm.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
So, let's try and finagle.
I mean, what if we just say this, it justified every decision I've ever made? What's wrong with that?
That doesn't express that the decisions are justified by virtue of having led up to this point.
Hmm.
We have to express the fact that if I had done something differently in the past, then I wouldn't have gotten here. And that's why it's justified everything.
Right.
So doing that, we have to do that, try and do that concisely. If we can, if we're wordsmith enough. If we're man enough.
I mean, it's more your job than mine.
If we're bro enough.
I don't know if we are.
Bro enough to get it broed.
Yeah. Point out. Probably not use that term ever again.
I mean, I could say every decision I've made by virtue of
it having
led up, but that's just too much.
That's too much.
And I know that in my heart.
There's already too much verbose shit in this comic.
That is true, I will give you that. What's the word that's, like, subsequent but opposite direction? Time-wise?
Proceeding?
But, like, subsequent.
This.
What? One subsequent, but backwards.
Consequent.
Consequent.
That's not the opposite of subsequent.
I know. It's just. Got excited.
Consequent and subsequent are. They both occur after the fact.
They can be confused. That's why I got confused.
I mean, there's a distinction, but.
I know that.
Is pre-sequent a word?
That's what I want to know.
Probably not.
That's what I want to know.
Are you looking it up?
Yes. Antecedent.
Antecedent?
No. Don't be a dickhole.
Antecedent.
Yes.
Hmm. Why are you looking up this word?
We can also do antecedent.
You dick.
Because this might be a good word to concisely, if we kind of crowbar this word in, then it might add the connotation I want.
Putting all these big words, though, I feel like you alienate people.
Yeah, you alienate people who don't like words. I like words.
Yeah.
Words are nice.
I like to think about, like, not alienating people, though, sometimes.
Yeah, but then I think about all the people that I hate, and I don't mind.
Yeah, but, like, I like people. There are a lot of people that I like, and they don't have huge vocabularies.
But...
And I would like them to read the comic.
But hold on just a minute.
And still understand it.
I think that you don't need a bigger vocabulary. If you're writing our entire archive off because there's some big words thrown in there, then that means that you're judgmental. And that's the real problem.
That's oversimplifying things a bit.
Is it?
Yes.
Or is rejecting an entire comic archive because of some big words over
something. Well, I didn't say they were going to reject our entire archive. I'm just saying they might reject this comic.
Well, that's okay. No one's going to like them all.
I would like people to like a lot of them.
That's true.
I would like someone to read through our archive, at least one person, and like every comic. That would be a major win for me.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. Because I don't even...
Well, I mean, we've created some comics that even I don't like, but... I don't regret making them, but, like, there are comics that I read now, and I'm like, that's bad.
Yeah. I feel you.
Like, the Deus Ex comic. I just look back at that, and I say it's...
That's fine for what it is. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't hate that comic the way people do. I just don't think it's good. And, like... Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Getting lost in the self-loathing there.
It's not self-loathing. It's just I have to think about... people who are going to read us, and, you know.
Yeah. But let's try and write this line.
Yeah.
So, we could just say every decision I've made prior to this. That would kind of imply it.
Yeah.
Or preceding. Now I'm just looking at Thesaurus, but you could say preceding.
Hmm. Again, though, that's the same as saying... every decision you ever made, because obviously it was before this.
Yeah, but if you say prior to this event, it implies a connection to this event. It implies the reason that I'm bringing it up.
I don't think we should use the word event.
Well, I'm not saying that we do. I'm saying we use the word prior or one of its brethren.
All right. Put it in there.
You like prior, since it's less elitist? And
well, that's a word that people know.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty confident that most people know that word.
I mean, I would not let you not put prior in the comic. Antecedent,
I don't think is that bad either.
It's not that
bad. I think if you put in antecedent, that's weird.
That is weird. But also, antecedent is in the weird zone where it's not unreasonable to use, but at the same time...
People play poker.
People...
They know what it is.
People will think you're trying to...
Yeah, I don't want to come off like a cock.
Yeah, that's my main concern.
Like, you definitely don't want to have people perceive you as using big words for the sake of using them instead of just using smaller and simpler words that do the same job.
Right, right.
I don't think that, to me, good writing is not use of smart vocabulary. It's construction and syntax.
I mean, if it ends up being funny to me... for some reason, then all bets are off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but
yeah, right.
That's not... antecedent is not an especially funny word.
I think if you're helping... if you're adding to the authenticity of something and you're not... you don't need to use a big word, then that's good. So yeah, that's fine. You can put that in.
Yeah, I think that does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Does it for me right in the pooper.
Yeah.
You thought I wouldn't say it this time.
I did. I was hoping for it.
We got doing it in the pooper, and we got the... You did hear the siren in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So we got that, kicked it off, and we closed it off in the traditional methods.
Uh-huh.
And we're happy with panel 3? Panel 3 was like that was one of the very incomplete ideas I had in the docket, and I thought it kind of shoehorned nicely into this idea.
Uh-huh.
Because prior... There you go. There's that word again. Prior to today, for panel 3, I just wrote, Jake is doing something retarded. And today I kind of stitched them together, spruced it up a little bit, made it nice, made it blend, if you will.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it works well because it ties back into me being frugal.
Yeah.
Trying to escape mop purchasing.
Right.
/ acquiring. / owning.
Yeah.
I think we did it.
Uh-huh. That was pretty good.
So the justified stamp should be as big as it can be without blocking, obviously, like, my face and my text and what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully it could be, like, a third of the panel or approximately.
That's bigger than I thought. That's really fucking big.
Well, okay, then, like, a quarter.
Yeah. I don't think you're really thinking about how big a third of a panel is when
you
said that.
No, I was not. And you know what I'm talking about when I say stamp?
Like a wax stamp? Or like a...
Like a postal office stamp. Postal office. You know? Like where it has like the rounded square around the word. The square at the rounded corners around the word in all caps.
What?
Yeah. Like a... Like we're not showing the actual stamp. We're just showing... Like
I get that.
Got stamps. So,
you know, I don't know what you mean by rounded corners.
You know, like, fuck you.
I was thinking of like a wax seal, like with a
like a round thing.
Yeah, with like the wax, like the melted wax.
So
like
this is. I'll show you what I'm seeing in my mind's eye. Wait for it. Am I boring you? All right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
As you were.
God, it's fucking kind of bathroom and shit interrupting a podcast. It's bullshit.
I don't know why. I told her to stop sniffing her nose, so I don't know why she thought that leaving the room would be better. Anyway, what you gonna
okay.
do? Women, am I right?
Yeah.
Can't even record a half-hour podcast without them.
Thank God I'm single.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Fuck.
What, you can't wait half an hour? Podcast is almost over. Can you hear that? Can't you use context clues? As I mentioned before, dictionary.com, just log in, see if the podcast is almost over. It's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? You okay with mine, or do you want to do more of a, like an emblem, like a round seal? Because mine works better horizontally.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean horizontally?
I mean, your idea is a circle. Mine's a horizontal bar.
Yeah. I mean, that's not really an issue.
That's true.
Do you think the stamp should be, like, above what you're doing or below? I think below.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's better.
Yeah.
Better order.
Reads better. Yeah. We can do this one, I guess. It's fine. It's easier to make.
Yeah.
Probably, so.
Just try and ape that style. I don't know if you want to have it, like, smoking or some sort of effect. I guess that goes more with the wax.
Yeah. Ink stamps don't really smoke.
But, yeah, have it be, like, slanted like that.
Yeah, I'll make sure it stands out.
Do we have a little, like, a mailman stamping it?
No. No, we don't.
Panel 4. Like, stamped it and he's, like, happy with himself.
Is he stamping the comic?
Yeah. He's stamping my life. He's stamping my... All the things in my life that led up to that moment.
That's like too meta. I'd rather not do that.
Okay.
Are we advertising right now?
Advertising?
Are we like, do we have Google Ads and shit? Are we advertising?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you if there's any Super Brokey Brothers ads on the internet right now.
Are you referring to the campaign that you are running? Because you are running a campaign.
Well, if I am running a campaign, I have forgotten that I am running a campaign.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, I'm just saying, I noticed that stocks are up.
Yeah, have you not noticed the traffic we've gotten from your campaign? This is not something I want to talk about right now.
Look at all of our search keywords. We got 485 people searching our fucking shit. Oh, that's total.
Yeah,
I'm retarded. Okay, never mind. That's one person.
Should we mention that somebody, in order to find our comic, searched the key phrase, one of your friend's names? I don't know if I should repeat it, but
I think you should. Is it their full name?
Yeah.
I will omit their last name.
Mark. Well, he commented with his full name on the site, which is why it even worked.
Oh, okay.
But the phrase was, Mark Hecht is a cunt.
Oh, right.
Someone Googled that and found our comic. I don't know what they were looking for.
I may have to do some sleuthing, because I am positive that's one of my other friends.
Probably.
And they probably knew that I would find out.
Maybe.
By looking, because some of my friends know. Like, one of my friends intentionally searches, like, Super Cock Brothers or stuff like that to have it show up in my stats, because he knows it does.
Someone searched www.brophy.com and then, like, cock sets. Like, I don't know if that's his game, or if people are looking for, like, brother pornography.
Yeah.
I really don't know what's happening.
God, I hope not. Notice how we've gotten, like, a bunch of hits from some Gawker thing? What's that about?
It's Kotaku.
Like, a bunch. It's like, oh, it's Kotaku.
That's what, we don't really need to be talking about this.
Well, I'm curious.
Yeah, but this is a private talk.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not that it's a lot of privileged information, but it is privileged information in that it only interests two people on the planet.
What about our fans that are interested in our business?
They can send me a line. They can drop back to your other point of
that is true.
If people want something that I really feel like
the other problem is that I think people want to know about things, but they're too lazy to like say what they want to know about, so they just expect us.
Here's the problem. You say that people, if someone wants to know the story of how this comic came to be, they'll write us an email, but then we'll be saying the story in the podcast for another comic.
Well,
does that make sense?
It's better than not getting an email ever, which is what we usually do.
True. And like I said, it is a pretty bad story.
Yeah.
It's basically the comic, only less funny. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now that I really think about it, there's not much point of saying it at all. So, email me if you want to hear it. We'll tell you.
I don't know how we don't get emails. I just don't. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's an open forum on the internet, and people read our comic. Like, not a lot of people, but people do. Do people just read our comic and, like, not like it, I wonder?
I don't know.
Are, like, all of our readers just people who, like, kind of just go to the site, just making the motions? Maybe they're just like, yeah, this is okay. Maybe all of our fans are just, like, kind of mad about us.
How you doing?
I don't want to participate.
How's the bathroom?
Fine.
Good experience?
Why are you so mean?
I mean, I just want to know. I just want to know how it was.
Fine.
Good.
You don't get to touch me.
Okay. Good. So.
That was the funniest thing on the podcast so far.
Probably. Sad state of affairs. It's time to go.
Okay. Don't you have to tell me how to do the thing?
Yeah, but that's not. But once again.
Wouldn't it be easier for you to walk me through it and then just edit it out later?
It would be easier for us to hang up and just do another call.
Oh, okay.
You do realize that making work for me is not less work for me. Like, do you understand that?
I guess I do now that you've explained it to me.
That you've explained it in such intricate detail.
Yeah, well, you can't speak today. What's wrong with you?
I can speak today. I say words all the time, syllables and words.
Okay, let's end it.
Farewell, listeners.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy our comics. I hope you do it.
And with that, it is over. Give me all your love.